Welcome to Love Life After, where we embark on the beautiful journey of love, life, and resilience. I am Christelle, your host and friend on this exploration. Whether you're joining us for the first time or you're a cherished member of our family, thank you for being here. On this podcast, we'll share personal tales of triumph, heartache, and the incredible transformation that unfolds after every challenge. So grab your favorite glass of wine, cup of tea, or coffee, and find a cozy spot, and let's dive into this magic of love, life, and everything that happened after the obstacle. And remember, your story is our inspiration, and together we'll navigate this journey ahead. Baby, you're my I'm addicted to a black queen, baby, you're my she got me feeling like a dope fiend. I'm addicted to a black queen. Welcome back to Love Life After. So today I wanted to do something a little bit different. I know, you know, after last week episode, I just feel like we need something a little lighter. So being that I had people have been asking a few questions, you know, actually a lot of people actually, because as you all know, I do laugh a lot, which I've mentioned on here too before. I have the tendency to just laugh things off, even if I'm in pain. A lot of time you can't tell, because if we're having a conversation and something just seems funny to me, I just laugh. So, today I want to just share a piece of me with you. People have been literally like saying, okay, why do you always stay positive and always laughing at things? So I know before my response is normally always will say, would you rather I cry? But I never really give anybody any definite answer, right? So one of the reasons why I'm always laughing, because I just feel like I have to hide my pain with my laughter. Or sometimes I just feel like, what's the point of dwelling or staying in that space where I could just laugh my way through the process? I hope that makes sense to you guys, but it makes sense to me. So I'm just going to go with it. But I just kind of like want to like take this time to share just a little bit about me, because we've been saying, what are we doing? Sharing our story, just share as we go. And being that last week was a little, you know, a little heavy, so I just wanted to take this opportunity to just share just a little of me and some of the things that I do to help my self-love journey, okay? So bear with me. So I decided to share some of my affirmation that I recite daily just to keep, you know, just to keep me going, to keep me positive and staying motivated. So I'm going to start with this story. Okay, so I honestly do believe that there is power. There's always power in affirmation in words, because about, I don't know if I mentioned this on any of the episodes, but about 10 years ago, I said something that kind of like stuck with me right now. It's like kind of like move in with my life. And as we go, if you have not listened to any of the episodes, go back to season one. I think it was the last episode in season one, where we just share a little bit about me. And also just throughout, I think season three too, I shared a lot. But if this is your first time listening, just go back and listen to some of those episodes, and then you'll kind of know a little bit about the story I'm getting ready to talk to y'all about. So this is what I say about 10 years ago, okay? I say something that kind of like should not have said it. But I do hope as I said this, as you listen, I hope you see the positivity in it and not think negative about it. So this is what I say. And this was in a conversation with a friend that we were just having a conversation. I remember, the reason why I remember this conversation so well, because she was saying, she was talking about how, you know, my husband was talking about having more kids. And I was like, I'm not having any more kids. And knowing like what me and him have been experiencing at that time, like in our relationship, but not knowing I was in pain when I said it until years after. Okay. So I said to her, if my husband wants to have any more kids, it would not be with me, because it definitely needs to be with someone else, or he could go somewhere else and have, you know, whatever he wants, because I do not want to have any more kids. And saying that, like, I didn't know the devil was working, right? The devil was definitely at work. So, because months later after I said that, guess what? Got someone pregnant. And, of course, I was pissed about it. So, being that I was upset about it, it kind of, like, it drove me crazy. When I say drove me crazy, I'm talking about literally drove me crazy. Like, I would think things. I would assume things, like, about him, but not knowing what, you know, because of what him and I have been going through, I kind of speaking that into the universe, speaking it, give it power, which led it. I honestly do believe that, because I believe in reasons. I believe that everything happened for a reason. So needless to say that, like, I just wanted to say words are very powerful, because I felt like, man, like, because of what I said, that happened. And that's my truth, and I believe it. I'm going to stick with it. You know, if anybody don't believe it, people say, oh, you know, people do things for specific reason or whatever. But I do honestly do believe that, because I put that into the universe. That's why that happened. But, and then that's when I started, like, saying, okay, you know what? I'm going to start saying positive things, because if I continue to say those things, then the bad things, or not necessarily bad, but just saying things, putting things that I don't really want or believe, it will definitely happen. Because I didn't do it right away either. It took me years later before it happened, because when it happened again, something happened again, which we'll go through that with another story another day. Something happened again, and because of what I said, it happened again. And I was like, man, why am I keep giving power to these words? So, and then that's when I realized and decided that if I'm going to continue to give power to all these things again, I may as well say something worth, you know, living or repeating, or, you know, something that has a benefit of it. So that's when I started listening to more affirmation and repeating my affirmation daily. I will try to do anything or listen to anything that keeps me positive, right? So I decided, you know, why not? Let's continue this. So that's why I just feel like I should share some of those with you. If you are listening, like, I want you to know that life is a journey, right? So no matter what you're going through, no matter the circumstances, no matter your past or even, you know, your present, just know that you could come out of that, right? You could come out of that, because we don't stay in the hurt or the pain forever. We got to find a way to move out of it. We got to find a way to continue to move on, because staying in that pain and like thinking a lot of negativity, it keeps us from living, like to truly live the life that we are, you know, the life we deserve, pretty much. So yes, that's why I just feel like I think it's best just to, you know, add more, and let me know what y'all think about my affirmation. Some of these, like, I've listened to and I just love it. Some stuck with me, and some is just, you know, some that I added. But if you're listening, if you're somewhere quiet, or if you're driving, or in your house, or anywhere you are, if you're listening, you are more than welcome to repeat these affirmations. But when you repeat it, don't just say it. Like, really believe these affirmations, because at the end of the day, remember that what you are putting in the universe, it do come back to you. So if you are being positive about things, you're going to have positivity. And the, one of the reasons I told y'all too, this season was season of peace, right? So, and I've been trying, well, I am doing, not trying, because trying is just an excuse. So I've been doing my best to stay at peace with everyone and anything that make or keep my mind at ease. Because when I put myself in a situation where it's not giving me any peace, it kind of changed my whole attitude and my whole mood. So as I said these words, like I'm telling you, they literally have the ability to transform your mindset. The reason why I'm saying that, because my mindset has definitely been transformed over these last 10 years to the point where I try to laugh at things. Remember we talked about that, the laughing, where it kind of helped me to just like stay positive. I try to like be very, I used to hate when people are so nonchalant about things, but I understand why they are the way they are now, because I try not to take people or things too seriously, or I try to let them be who they are, and just me just like encourage them like always, and not stay negative or be in a negative situation. Well, my goal right now is to not be into or around anybody that's negative. So that's why I want to share these words of affirmation with you. If you're somewhere listening, just repeat it, believe it, and say it every day if you need to. Say it in the shower. That's one of my favorite ones. When I'm in a shower in the morning, I try to say these affirmations to like get my day started. Or if I'm brushing my teeth or while I'm going through my morning routine, I try to listen to it so it can, you know, get my day started, to stay positive, and to know that these things are actually going to happen if I believe it, if I receive it, and I just trust that God will like keep me on a path to like keep remembering that no matter what's going on, these words, these affirmations are going to keep me going. So bear with me as I say it one by one. I'm going to pause in between. So if you have any chance to repeat it as many times as you need to help your journey of becoming at peace with these affirmations. Okay, here we go. I am okay. I am working on me for me. I am in charge of how I feel, and today I'm choosing happiness. Good things are coming to me. When all is well, I will look back and will be glad I never gave up on myself. I am so blessed to get to live this life that God has given me. I am falling in love with taking care of myself every day because I deserve it. I celebrate the beautiful life I am already living because I know I believe it. I am worthy of being loved as deeply and purely as I love myself. My growth is for me. Others can concentrate on their own journey. My journey is my journey. I will live my journey the way it's meant to be. I am prioritizing things that matter to me. I am a priority in my life. My health and healing matters to me. I will continue to heal until I'm no longer in pain. I am enough. I will become the best person I have always dreamed of. I will commit myself to my own personal growth. I will take a positive step each day. The steps will add up to my miles. I can feel my body growing stronger, and I'm grateful I never give up on myself. I have overcome past struggles, and I will overcome this one I'm going through right now as well. I will practice being the kind of person that I would want to love. I am the only one responsible for how I feel today. I will attract love, health, and happiness into my life. I am learning to manage my emotions because that's the only thing I can do. I am releasing painful words from my past and replacing each and every one of it with a calm, loving voice of positivity. I deserve to have healthy relationships with myself and with others. I am capable of way more than I know. I have unconditionally loved myself because I deserve unconditional love. Little by little, day by day, I am closer to achieving my goals. I know I am capable of doing anything I set my mind to. I can have a bad day while having a good life, and that's okay. I am stronger than my current situation. I am slowly becoming the person I need to be. Despite how I feel, I understand this feeling and situation I'm in are temporary. My love is precious. My love is a gift that I have the power to choose when, how, and to whom to give them to. I am thankful to wake up in my bed every day. I am confident in my ability to change my life. I choose to be kind to myself. I release negative emotions and welcome positivity. Wonderful things are going to happen to me. I am allowed to take time to myself to recharge my body and my mind. I deserve a good life. I now let go of what does not serve me. My world changes with my mindset and thoughts. I will keep my mindset as positive as I need to. All worries and anxiety are leaving my body, my mind, and making space for calmness and peace. I will live a peaceful life. I can be imperfect and love myself at the same time. I know that the best is yet to come, and that makes me even happier. I choose to let go and trust the process. I will start my day out with joy, and joy is what I want to give and what I want to receive. I deserve respect. I deserve love. I am worthy. I am attracting deep, earth, soul-shaking love. I am now more powerful than my physical or emotional hurt. I am a beautiful person inside and out. I am a loving person who deserves to be loved fully. I am self-validated. Other people's opinion do not bother me anymore. I am strong enough to wait for the love that deserves me. I will let go of all negative feelings holding me back. I am enough. Everything will be okay because I believe everything I said will be okay. I release all wounds so that I can attract new love. Everything I desire is already mine. I am complete. I forgive the past and heal for the future. I am confident that nothing can hold me back from living my dream. I accept only the best because I deserve the best. I deserve to have an amazing life. My ability to conquer my challenges is limitless. My potential to succeed is infinite. My confidence is constantly increasing. And I know my efforts will pay off. Because I love me, I will continue to love me because I deserve a life full of peace, love, joy, prosperity, and I am ready to clear out all negativity from my life. Okay, so that's all the affirmation that I have for today. These affirmations keep me going, is what let me believe that no matter what's going on in my life, that I am worthy, that anything that I put out in the universe, I know God is going to return them to me. I believe every single one of those words. And I will continue to believe them every day as I say them, as I repeat them, as I recite them. Because I know my potentials are limitless. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this helped anybody who's going through anything that they just feel like they can't do it anymore. Just listen to these affirmations. Go back and listen. Repeat it. Believe it and know that no matter what it is that you're going through, you will overcome them because I did. There's so much I want to share with you, but we will definitely share more as the season go on. Thank you guys again so much for listening, and I hope these affirmations help you today. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you join us next time as we embark on this journey of self-discovery, healing, and building connection. Together, we'll explore the depth of love, the complexity of life, and the limitless possibility that await us on the other side of adversity. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email us at lovelifeafter18@gmail.com. Or hit us up on our Instagram at love.lifeafter. We would love to hear from you and hope you let your story become our inspiration. Peace. See you next time.